Thursday, May 23rd, Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Kohut, please call the roll.
Olson?
Here.
Hogan?
Burkhart?
Here.
Haley?
Excuse?
Morrow?
Here.
Andrea?
Here.
And Fowler?
Excuse. We have a quorum. Please rise. Join the Pledge of Allegiance. So I was asked by someone this evening about did we miss putting citizen comment period on the Plan Commission agenda? So I'm going to, that's a little technical for most of you folks because you're here for a public hearing, but citizens' comment periods do not appear on the public on Plan Commission agendas because we, by law, have to hold public hearings. And if we took comment at a public comment period, they wouldn't be entered into the record for a public hearing. So that's why we do that. So let's do some business, and then I'll give you the introduction on public hearings. Commission, in your packet is the regular meeting minutes of May 9th. Any additions or corrections? Motion to approve. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we've got a couple of public hearings. So going into the public hearings, let me give you the ground rules. We ask you to come to the microphone that will be put up there when time comes and give us your name and address. We give you 3 minutes to speak, and please try to confine your comments to the question at hand. So with that, item C1 is the Star Trucking LLC, Over the Road Trucking Company, and Natural Resource Feature Special Exception. Mr. Deep.
I just wanted to add the first public hearing is a Natural Resource Special Exception, so those individuals won't have to be sworn in.
And for those of you testifying, that is a testimony, and you will be required to take an oath. Okay, Mr. Cohen.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, May 23, 2019 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application from Boris Starbuck, owner, Star Trucking LLC, for a special exception to natural resource feature provisions for property located at 11141 West Forest Home Avenue, Zoned M1 Limited Industrial District and C1 Conservancy District, which bears tax key number 704-999-0003, more particularly described as follows in a legal description. The requested special exception to natural resource feature provisions is for the purpose to allow an existing gravel parking area and to remain within a protected natural resource features consisting of 0.102 acres of wetland buffer, 0.22 acres of shore buffer, of which 0.106 acres are also wetland setback, to construct a gravel parking lot for an over-the-road trucking company business with a maximum of 13 semi-trucks and trailers parked overnight on the east side of the property. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 15-9.0110, applications for a special exception to natural resource feature provisions, and Section 15-10.0208, special exceptions to natural resource feature provisions of the City of Franklin UDO. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input dated this first day of May 2019.
Last sentence was you guys. Mr. Deedle will give us the highlights of what we're talking about this evening.
Thank you. Could I have the PowerPoint?
Yeah.
The subject area is this property here. More specifically, there's a stream and a wetland over here, and that's where the setback and buffers are. This is the gravel area. This is an existing soccer field. So the applicant wants to park their semi-trailers in this existing gravel area, which happens to be inside the wetland setback, wetland buffer, and the shore buffer. So that's what the applicant is asking for. I can note that the Environmental Commission met on this matter yesterday night. They did recommend approval with no mitigation required, subject to that only the semi-trailers be parked within that area, not the semi-trucks. That recommendation gets forwarded to the Common Council along with whatever recommendation the Plan Commission has, and the Common Council makes the final decision on this.
Very good. Any questions from the Commission? Okay. We do have a properly noticed public hearing. I open that public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter, please rise, come forward, and give us your name and address. Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name's... Good evening, Plan Commission. My name's Kevin Clark. I'm an attorney from Kramer, Moltoff, and Hammes. I represent Star Trucking, LLC. You're probably used to seeing Kathy Gutenkunst up here. Unfortunately, she could not make it tonight. So I'm pinch hitting today. As staff mentioned... My name is Kevin Clark. Address is our office address is 1601 East Racine Avenue, Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Okay.
All right. As staff mentioned, Star Trucking is requesting a special exception to park six trucks in a pre-existing gravel commercial lot. I don't want to belabor too many points. But I think there are a couple of important notes. Mr. Sturbeck is not proposing to construct or change the surface of the lot. It will remain as gravel as it has existed for many years. In fact, I believe since 1957 or around thereabouts. The second thing I want to point out is commercial storage was previously approved by the City of Franklin and is consistent with the surrounding uses. As you can see, the property to the west also has storage of vehicles out there near the wetland. And finally, there will be minimal impact on the wetland, if any. Mr. Sturbeck proposes to park the trailers as far away from the existing wetland without impacting the green space, which is already there, that is the soccer field. So he will be parking the trailers as close to the soccer field as possible, so as to not be in the wetland at all. He'll be in the setback and buffer zone. So with that, I can be available for any questions from the Plan Commission if they have any. And so is Mr. Sturbeck. He is here today as well. Thank you.
Anyone else from the public? Actually, anyone from the public would like to speak? Anyone? Seeing no one rise, I'll close the public hearing portion of this. Mr. City Engineer.
Mr. Deal, I have a question. So he just said that the gravel's been there since 1957. Staff report says the gravel was placed sometime between 2007 and the present. And there are a couple comments about not approved on a site plan and no previous approvals for that. So can you clarify 1957 or 2007?
Encroachment into that area began back in the 1950s. The current extent of what we have today was 2007. And there are no approvals for any encroachment back there. There were approvals for use of the property, but no approvals for encroachments into the natural resources. And for that matter, there was no approval for the soccer field either. But again, to be clear, that was prior owners, not the current owners.
I guess I'm partly bothered by the no previous approvals, so I'm trying to figure out if it was, you know, really a recent thing that the sin occurred, or is it a much ancient thing that's kind of old history?
Looking at the old historic aerial photographs, it looked like it was a gradual encroachment. The encroachment occurred gradually over the years until we got to the point that we are now in about 2007 or so.
And can you further elaborate on what the Environmental Commission was asking or was recommending that no mitigation? mitigation be done.
Yep. So that was their recommendation, no mitigation required. I would note, I wanted to note, in the 13 years that I've been here, there's only been one instance the city did not require mitigation. And that was for filling in a roadside ditch where somebody wanted to put a driveway over where a farm crossing already was. All other natural resource special exceptions have had at least some mitigation. Staff is actually recommending denial of this one. But if the Planning Commission or Council would be considering approval, staff would be recommending mitigation.
So my question was, why did the Environmental Commission not recommend any mitigation?
Ben?
So I attended the Environmental Commission meeting, and Mr. Starbuck was also there last night. And essentially they said they didn't feel as though the environmental benefit of restoring the area from gravel to its natural state would overcome the financial burdens of doing something like that. In other words, it would be a net gain of zero if they were to park it further west or park it here. They felt that there really wasn't much potential environmental benefit, with the caveat, like Mr. Dietl had mentioned too, parking trucks overnight where the potential for diesel or other, you know, vehicle fluids could leak and end up into the stream bed. But other than that, that was the gist of what they were saying.
Mr. Dietl, this is similar to a request that came to us within the last few months, correct, of another business or property located near this that also wanted to bring semis into the area. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but we felt that it was not an appropriate area to want to encourage this type of activity.
Correct. It was just to the north of this. It's the gas station. I forget what the name of the gas station is. But yes, they had this same creek in the back end of their property. They wanted, and difference there, if it's much of a difference, it did have that old historic C1 zoning still on it. So it was easier for the property owners to realize that there was something back there. But even in that situation, there was still an historic encroachment into the shore buffer. There were no mapped wetlands at that time. And so the Common Council decision and the Planning Commission decision, if I recall correctly, was not to allow any parking of trucks within that approximate conservancy area and a certain distance out of it. And that was how they were able to not have to do a detailed NRPP, because they would stay far enough away from all that area.
This creek, is it in spring? It shows water, but then as the summer progresses, does it become dry?
I don't know that for sure. That's my guess, but I don't know that for sure. I do know that the channel is artificial, man-made. It was in a different location back in the 50s, and even back then it looked like, because it was up, it was as straight as it is now, which is not natural, and it was in a different location. But my recollection that one of the properties, I think it was the gas station property, had a navigability determination made that this is navigable. I ran out of time before I could find that record, but that's my recollection, is there was one of those properties did determine this was navigable.
Do we know how long the current owner has been deeded this property?
I think it's only been a year or so, last year sometime. With the special use that we did last year,
yes,
earlier this year, the owner did get approval from staff to use it as a dispatch center, but no trucking because you needed a special use. But then they started to do the trucking without approvals, and that's how we got to the special use. And then through that special use, that's how we found out about the encroachment into the natural resources.
So the trucking use was not done prior to this new owner?
No.
Okay.
Unless there was some intermediate owners that I'm not aware of, but the prior owner to the current owner was a landscaper.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Without objection, we're going to move to the business resolution of this particular item, and then we'll move on to public hearings. Let's give this one a shot. Is there a motion to recommend approval of the the Star Trucking LLC Natural Resource, I'm sorry. Is there a motion to recommend approval of Star Trucking LLC Natural Resource Feature Special Exception pursuant to the standards, findings, and decision recommended by the Plan Commission and the Common Council consideration of the Environmental Commission recommendations? Mr. City Attorney.
Would that include the same recommendation as made by the Environmental Commission?
Yes. It would match the Environmental Commission's, not staff's recommendation, but it would match the Environmental Commission recommendation.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second? Second? Hearing no second, the motion dies due to lack of second. Is there another motion in regards to this?
I'll make the motion to deny.
I'll second that.
Discussion of that motion. So no discussion. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The vote is 4 ayes to deny. No motion. Recommendation is denied. Recommend denied. That'll go to the Common Council.
Four.
Okay, Mr. City Attorney.
I'm assuming that the Plant Commission considered potential mitigation as a condition as opposed to an out-and-out denial.
One of the condition number 10 in the special use approval was if they don't get the natural resource special exception, they have to remove the gravel and plant it back to grass. So that would be the same as the mitigation, I'm assuming. That's the way I would think.
Well, there's still another chance for it.
Correct.
Okay, we're going to move on to item C2, Woodlands Edge Franklin Senior Independent Living Complex.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, May 23, 2019 at 7 o'clock p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Herman and Kittle Properties, Inc. for an amendment to a special use permit for a construction of a 48-unit senior independent living apartment complex consisting of 6 separate one-story cottage style buildings, 1 12-unit, approximately 10,000 square feet in size, 1 10-unit, approximately 8,400 square feet, 1 8-unit, approximately 6,800 square feet, and 3 6-unit buildings, approximately 6,750 square feet each, with 8 units proposed at market rate units, 30 one-bedroom and 18 two-bedroom units, and a separate clubhouse and associated landscaping, lighting, sanitary sewer, storm sewer, and building elevation plans. The facility will be designed, marketed, and restricted to those 55 years and older with household incomes of 30%, 50%, and 60% of area median household income. Upon property zoned as R8, Multiple Family Residence District, located at 3709 West College Avenue, more particularly described as follows, and it gives a description about this application is amending resolution 2017-7330, which approved a special use amendment allowing a two-story, 48-unit, multi-family senior independent living apartment complex development use, formerly named the Lakeview at Franklin, that did not move forward following use and site plan approvals. And it gives a legal description. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of State Code Section 15-3.0701, General Standards for Special Uses, 15-3.0702, Detailed Standards for Special Uses in Residential Districts, and 15-9.0103, Applications for Special Use Permit of the City of Franklin, UDO, a copy of the proposed special use amendment resolution in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the city clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Lewis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public's invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed amendment is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council, dated this first day of May, 2019.
Very good. It appears we have a property notice of public hearing. Mr. Deagle, the item.
As you could tell from the public hearing notice, there's a prior resolution approving a earlier version of this development. Actually, there's two prior resolutions approving a development. So there's history on this one, too. So again, originally, so all uses in the R8 zoning district are special uses. That's why it's a special use for this multifamily development. This property was first proposed for a senior development, apartment development that was approved. That project was never built. Then a year or two ago, a new developer came forward, Herman and Kittle, and proposed a two-story, 48-unit building, senior independent living for this property. That one was approved also, but not built. Now Herman and Kittle, that same developer again, is proposing a third alternative, a third version, which is the six buildings, different sizes, same ultimate number of 48 units of senior housing. Quick overview, I suppose, from what was prior approved. Again, the prior approval was one large building, two stories. The current approval is one-story building, six of them. The prior approval and this approval both are proposing a sidewalk on College, both proposing sidewalks internal to the development, both proposing a pathway on the east side of the property. Differences, again, is prior approval continued that pathway on the east into Grove Schmidt Park, down to the trail along the lake. Current proposal does not do that. They took their request to Milwaukee County Parks. During the Parks Department review of this, they determined that they were not going to support the trail. I have an email from them indicating that it was primarily because they didn't have the money to maintain the trail. The county didn't have the money to maintain the trail, and therefore didn't want to approve it. The county also wanted me to forward to the Planning Commission. As always, when there's development adjacent to their property, they want to make sure that the community employs proper erosion control and stormwater management practices so there are no adverse impacts onto their property. One of the other changes that I could mention, but I'll get into more detail later, is there are significant architectural differences between these buildings and the prior building. So again, this is a public hearing because all uses in this R8 zoning district are special use. And this is different than the prior approved projects.